Today is Daf Chaf Beis. As you can see, Chaf Beis is quite a small daf, especially Amud Aleph, Amud Beis. It's only small words, because the Tosfos is gigantic. So it depends what your frame of reference is. Having said that, we'll start. We're on the Mishnah on up to the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph on the Beis, and we'll learn today for Rafu Shlema for Shana Basti Bas Rachel Dvorah. What? Yeah, it really is. It really is. Okay, here we go. Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov says, Behema Gasa, a Behema Gasa, which is a nice big fat animal, Sheshafa Chareres Dam, it gives birth to some kind of glob of blood, is that what it means? Some kind of, right? Some kind of something. It's not a child. It's obviously some kind of miscarriage, but it doesn't even have the form of a human being, of an animal. Hare Zetzi Kaver, it should be buried. Why? A little bit. We'll see why it should be buried in a minute. And the reason why it's buried is because it should be a reminder to everybody that this is not going to be a bechar here. That this is not even a bechar. Why? It's not even a leda. Get it out of the way. No one should, then the next one's going to be born. The next one's talk of bechar. No one should think anything. Bury the first one. Right? I'm sorry. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. I'm sorry. Just the opposite. We bury it to demonstrate this is like a child, right? It has a miscarriage. It's almost like a child. We bury it to highlight that this mother can't have a bechor anymore. And if you're in a bechor, there is no bechor. Okay? Tani Rabbi Chia learned, even though what we just said is true, that you bury it, eno metama lo b'maga lo b'masa. Right? This glob, whatever it was, it's not metame if you touch it. It's not matame if you carry it. Like any other nevela. A nevela is tame if you carry it. It's not like a nevela. Right? Now, Gemara says, wait a minute. Umiachar deina matama lo maga lo masa. I have to cover. So if it doesn't give up any tumor, why do you have to bury it? So Gemara answers, k'dil farsama shepturim anabachora. You're right. We're only highlighting. Where are you going today? I'm going to the Leviah. What Leviah? Oh, you know, for the animal. I'm going to the Leviah today. Make a whole production. Make a whole procession. Why? To highlight, this mother is never going to have a bechor. She already had one. And unfortunately, it was a miscarriage. But in the Chanami, you're right, it's a tumah. Lememra, the Vlad Ma'aliyahu? So what are you telling me now? That it's a Vlad Ma'aliyah? The pater, the subsequent baby from the din of bechor? That's what you're telling me, right? That my enam atam, lo matah, lo matah. So Taka, why isn't there tumah? Why not? Right? It's good enough to ruin Bechar. Why won't it be Batami? So, Amar of Yochanan, Bishom Bittel Barov, Navuva. It's Batel Barov. What's Batel Barov? Says Rashi, third wide line. Lahachi Eina Matama. Shabittel Habasar, Barov Dam, the Gninim, Shiyotze Imo. Because the Basar is Batel in all the Dam. I don't know what the word gnina means. It must mean all the other stuff that comes out of a mother when there's a miscarriage. The liquids and all the whatever it is, the body fluids, the basar, whatever basar there is basal. That's why there's no tumah. In a chanami, of course, it should be tumah. It's considered a vlad. So why isn't there tumah? That's just a technicality. It's basal. The other of Yochanan Tainei, and Rabbi Yochanan is consistent. Amr of Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rav Shimon, Amru Davar Echad. They both say the same exact thing. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Hadamar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov just said what he said. Rabbi Shimon Maidi, what's the story with Rav Shimon? What did he say that's the same thing? It's not. Hashilya b'bayis. Let's say you have a shilya in a bayis. Habayis tamei. The bias is tumah. Some is tumah ohel. A shilya is it some afterbirth? Something with the birth? It's tumah. Lo sha shilya vlad. Not because the shilya is a vlad. It's not true. It's not a vlad. Ella, rather, she ain't shilya below vlad. It can't be a shilya without a vlad. A medical fact, according to the Gemara. You can't have a shilya standing alone. There's a shilya here. Where's the vlad? I don't know. Maybe it got dissolved. Maybe it's wrapped up in shilya. Somehow there's a blood here. Therefore, the whole house is plummet. Now, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Vlad Nimok Ad Shelo Yetze. Why isn't there no Vlad here? Because it got dissolved before it came out. What do you see? The house is not coming. So what do you see? There would be Shimon, a hole. Is it the Vlad? Absolutely. So why isn't there Tumah in the house? Because it got dissolved. What did Blazer Yaakov say? It's no Tumah. Why not? Well, he didn't say that. We're reading into him in the Mishnah. Why isn't there Tumah? Because it's Bata Marot. Now, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, in Ahalos, Ein Lenefilim Tzichas HaKever. There's no such thing as a miscarriage by opening up the womb, ad until Shiag Ilu Rosh HaKipa, until the top of the kippah is exposed. Okay? How do they translate top of the kippah? How do they translate that? Ad Shiag Ilu Rosh HaKipa. Yeah, we're going to answer that. Size of a chesty or an Erev. Right? Either the horizontal stitching or the vertical stitching. So there's no... In other words, it has to be open. The womb has to be open enough so that you look into the womb, you see that the head coming out is a dome. It's a dome-like shape of a few stitching. That's enough to get you Tuma. What's going on here? It says Rashi. If no idea what's flying here. So Rashi said, what's going on here? What's going on is as follows. It's the Rashi of Psichas HaKever. Isha Shemes Ubra Bimeyeha. You have a woman who unfortunately had a miscarriage. So what happens? Very strange case, but she's miscarrying. She's delivering a dead baby. It's not really a miscarriage. She's delivering a dead baby. And must be the baby was already almost to term or close to term. The Yashva Al Hamashber. She's sitting on the birthing stool. Right? She's giving birth, but the baby's dead. The Niftach Kever Harechem Babayitzeh. She starts to deliver here in this house. Velo Yotza Avlad, the baby doesn't come out. Botziyuhu L'Bayitzacher. They move her to a different house. Now, why they did that, I don't know. But they did that. What? No, I don't know why they moved her. I don't know. Maybe it was comfortable in the other house. They moved her. There were better services, better lighting. I don't know. But they moved her to the other house. The problem is in this house. Now, what's the story? Is there someone in this house? Was there a mate in this house? So, Tomei Habayis Harishon, the first house does have Tuma. Right, because it's a mate. The baby's dead. Right. So, she started giving birth here. Right. So, she started giving birth here. The doctor said, no, we can't swap the house here. There's a toy sleeping. I don't want to wake him up. Right? Let's bring her next door. But the question is, did she give enough birth here that the house is coming anyway, and they were too late? That's the question. So, like without this rashi, I have no idea why. So, let's take a look up the mission. Oh, who does that? So Habayit, where am I? Habayit Harishon. Tomei Habayit Harishon. The first house, yes, Tomei. Ki'ilu nolad shom. The Tumah b'kas, because the Tumah shoots out. Who I did the Tzichas HaKever in El Nefesh Agilu Rosho Kvar Shavu Rosho. The cutoff is if the womb was open enough that the baby inside you could see a kippa, a dome like the head. The head's shaped like a dome, right? If you could see enough of the head, the stitching, the size of a kippa, right? That is Tumah. You've been too late. That's the shear. Okay? If you can't even see that she hasn't even given birth yet, there's no mate in the house, now you can take her out to the next door. If you already had that stage, you might as well leave her here, she's told my house that anyway. It doesn't make a difference. Okay? Okay. Good? My kippah, what does that mean, kippah? Amar Avhuna, kippah shel tzemer, like a dome, like a wool. Amalei chia barav l'ravuna, Rabbi Parish shel shesti o shel erev. Either the shesti or the erev, either the horizontal or the vertical. One's bigger than the other. One is a little bigger than the other, slightly bigger. Which one's bigger? I don't remember. Okay. Amalei tanya pika shel shesti, divrei Meir. Yehuda Omer shel erev. Right. Some say Chesney. Some say it's the Erev. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Mishiru Tefifios. It's not neither of those cases. It's, if you can see the Tefifios. My Tefifios, what is that? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yishim Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadok, Hachal Yimafarshim, Yerushalayim, Kipreda, it's like a mule, Shekorat, that bends down, Lehitil Memeha, to go to the bathroom, to relieve itself, Veneras Pika, itself Pika. And you see folds within folds. So Rashi explains that the reason I pick a mule is because mules crouch down very much when they go to the bathroom. So you can see all the innards a little bit, all the folds inside. It's some kind of shear when a woman is giving birth, and you can see certain developments, that's already too late. What's exactly the shear is, I have no idea. Now we're going to be busy with this. Amar Avuna, Shamati Shtei Pikos. What? How do they translate the word Pikos? Two worlds. Echa shall shasi v'echa shall erev. Mainly lefarish. I don't know which one's which. Kiyasa Rav Dibi Amar Rav Yochanan. Shalosh pikot shamati. I heard there are three halachas about pikot. Three different shiurim. Echa shall shasi, echa shall erev, echa shall pika gedola shall tzakoyin. And one is a big one on a stack of wheat. The ain li lefarish. I don't know regarding what they're about. Right? I was half awake at that shiur. I heard the rabbi say something about Pika. I don't know what to talk. I was, you know. So, Kiyasa Ravin, Pirshi explained, Mishay Dev Yochanan, Shal Isha Kishal Shesi. A woman, the shear is a Shesi, says Rashi. Din Lios La Psichat HaKever. Din La Psichat HaKever is a Shesi. Shal Behema Kishal Erev. By an animal, the size of an Erev, Shesi the Erev, right? Either the horizontal or the vertical, right? Rashi said, Shalote Hei Tuma Balua, Lutumas Maga, Mishum the Baelish al Napel, Imhoshin Haroe Yad, the Nagaba Lahoti Minarechem. Rashi says that you stick your hand into the animal to help with self delivery. I think the next Rashi says, I think you touch that shear, that's how much development there is, and that's already too late. And Pika, Gedola Shal Sakoin, what's that? Kidatanya, Gush, Haba, Ibeisha Pras. If you have a lump of earth, it comes from a field, if there was a cemetery there, there were choshesh, maybe a small little bone of a mate that are in this clump of earth, or the Eretz Amamim, or from Chutzal Eretz, which we say all the earth there is Tum Midrabanan, Shira Kapika Gedola Shal Sakayim. The shear is like some sack, Shukakosam Hamiritsufin, it's a continuous seal, the Yeshno Betzad Elyon, so Magufa Tachavet Halachmet. And on one side, it's like the stamp of the seal of a barrel that comes from Beit Lechem. Okay, what that means? It's just a shear. Okay, now, for some strange reason, we are going to have an entirely unrelated topic. Completely unrelated. Okay, listen to this Gemara now. Amar Rish Lakish, Mishum of Yehuda Nesia, Halokeach Tzir Me'am Ha'aretz. If somebody has fish brine from a guy, okay? No, it's not a guy. It's not a guy. It's not a question of kosher or non-kosher. It's a question of tumma. We know, we've learned many times, that everything in Amar touches, we treat as tumma. Now, fish brine is not okel. That's important. Could what? That's the kicker. Because things that are not ochel can't be tummy anyway. Right? The only things that can be tummy are things that are ochel. This is not ochel. However, oftentimes it's together with water. Fish brine made by itself is very strong, very very, very tart, so they dilute it with water. And water can become tummy. So, Tezer Shlokish, Halokeach Tzir Me'am Ha'aretz, if somebody takes brine, somebody buys brine from a goy, not a goy, an amaret. Mashiko b'maya b'toher b'manavsha. What do you do? You can kiss it with water, and it will become tamei b'manavsha. What does that mean? So hashaka, we all know what hashaka is. Hashaka is when you have a mikvah, and the mikvah has kosher water. The mikvah has completely kosher 40 sa. It's all pure mikvah water. You drill a hole to the side of the mikvah. You then can pour in the Atlantic Ocean next door. and have the two waters touching, the entire Atlantic Ocean will become tahar. I can take water that's tamei, put it into the mikvah, and it'll, so to speak, kasher the water. I can do that. Now, there's no way to take food, any food or liquid that becomes tamei, there's no way to make it tahar. There's no way to do that. Except this way. You can't take a piece of chicken from the refrigerator that got tamei. You can't put that in the mikveh. You can't do that. Once it's tamei, it's tamei. Same thing with water. You have wine in your refrigerator that got tamei. There's no way to make that tahar. Except this way. This is like a little bit of an out. Okay? Now, look at, now it's tahar, mimanav shach, says the Gemara. Mimanav shach is, what is it, mimanav shach? Either way. Either the water is the majority, or the first point is the majority. Either way, it's tahar. Why? Says Rashi. Divadai mayim mu'uravim bo. There's no question. The fish brine is mixed up with water. So you go to the store and say, I want to buy fish brine. Is that fish brine 100% fish brine? No. It's mixed with water. There's no shayla about that. V'mayiruva, let's say the water is the roe. So batil hatir bro. The fish brine is batil bro. Right? Umakabel tuma machmas hamayim, right? And now, what's going to happen now? You have a bottle, a jar of fish. It's not really fish brine. Mostly water. So can this become tame? Absolutely. Why? Because water can become tame. The brine is bottle of the water. Now, can you sanitize water by throwing it into the mikvah? Yes. So I can take this jar of water / fish brine. And that became tame, and put it into the mikvah. You can't put the bottle, you have to pour it in. Right? And then it becomes tahar. Bimaya ruba, ubatal hatir, baro, makabel tuma, machmas hamayim, maya sabla, tvila bahashaka. You can revive, so to speak, re-metire the water by putting it in the mikvah. Shinosin kliba mikvah ad she'uravim ne mikvah al piv. Right, you fill up the mikvah until it's touching. Vinoshkin im mahamayim b'toch ha'kli. And you let it touch the water in the kli. Rashi says something even different. You have a barrel of brine and water. A big barrel. It's got tamei. Right? It's got tamei. Okay? What do? You have a mikvah. Drill a hole to the side of the mikvah. Drill a hole to the side of the barrel. Put them next to each other. You just now be mitire the whole thing. Okay? How'd you do that? It's called hashaka. Right. The point is, so that's what you do. You don't have to take a mikvah and then take it, like when you go to the mikvah, you're not going to the actual mikvah. Because the actual mikvah is much smaller and they never touch that mikvah. Well, they do hashaka. Right? The mikvah the place you actually go into is much bigger. And they can clean that out. They can wash it out. It's not a problem. Why? Do hashaka. Same thing over here. Don't pour the barrel into that. Pour the barrel into that. You need the brine. Just have them touch each other. So a little water will go in from the mikvah into the barrel. It's all good. It's all good. Okay? Now, Af Agav. Says Rashi. I'm going to remind you. Af Agav the Ochel Amashim. Last night time mikvah. You can't be mitar water or food in a mikvah. Maya salka, luashaka. Here, you're not being mitired something in the mikvah. You're making it into a mikvah. That's really what you're doing. You're making this barrel into a mikvah. That you can do. Tahavi kimi shazar. Look at Rashi compares it to something very fascinating. Kimi shazaran bechoz evinotlam. Let's say you have tame tomato. I plant the tomato in the ground. A whole new tomato patch comes up. Are those new tomato patch tame? No, they're not. Why? That's another way out of getting to it. Right? The zriya mitahara is mituma. Zriya planting it removes the tuma. Itnan shisile truma shenitmu. You have some shoots, whatever, that became tame. The shisilim tahorin. Two is a renegation from tazika. I found a renegation to say that. Okay? So again, what have we done here with the brine? We said that if the brine became tame, you can turn the brine into a mikvah, it'll, the tumah will be removed. Mimanafsha. Imaya ruba ninu, if the water is the majority, kibad the avid loashaka taharile. And be ruba tsir ninu, if the majority is the brine, tsir lo baba kama tumah. It's not about makabal tumah anyway. You know why? Because it's not considered liquid. What is it? I don't know what it is. It's like they call it day of Alma. Mayika, Bisham Hanach, Mayika. What's the issue? Bisham Hanach, the Yuta the Maya. What's the problem? Because the water is the Riyat. Right? Hanach Batlu Bhubaruba. And the water becomes Bhubaru. And the water is Batl in the brine. And the brine is not makabal tumah anyway. Right? Why? Because you said it's not food. What is it? It's some kind of spice. It's not considered food. It's just the day of fish. It's not makabal tumah anyway. Now, Amar of Yirmiya, okay, so everyone got that case? You hear this? All good? Excellent. Now, Yirmiya's going to say something shocking. Amar of Yirmiya, lo shanu el litzbol behen pito. That's all good if you want to take your bread and dip it into the brine, so they can taste a little better, that's no problem. Aval, the kadeira, low. But, not regarding a pot of water. I'm cooking a pot of fish, and my wife says, take that brine, and pour it into the pot, it'll make the fish even more geschmack. Once you do that, says Rabbi Yirmiya, matzah min es mino, right, matzah min es mino, a bird of a feather flock together, right? The tumah of the water in the brine is going to mix with all the water in the pot, the nair, and reawaken the tumah. Right. So it's going to reawaken the tumah. Right? Says Rashi. Where's that Rashi? What? Right, written Rashi. I mean, we said the Rashi before. Well, that's the whole that's been talking. Right. So it says Rashi. Look at the second to the bottom line. Shamayim shebetoch hatzir, the water in the brine. Motzi in Mayim Shebekadeira will find the water in the pot. Umitstar from Yachad, it will combine. Virav in Al Hatir, Umitam in Al So, it's going to make the tear coming. Well, what do we say? We said, let's say it's 70% tear, 30% water. So we said the water is bottled for the tear. Now you have a pot of 100% water. When you pour that in, the 70-30, now the 70% of tzir is now in the minority. Right? And the 30% water was coming anyway. We didn't care about that because we said it was bottled. Now the 30% water is tame. It's matame the 100% of the pot, and now it's going to be matame the tzir. You hear that? You hear that? Okay, now, what do we have? What's this an example of? Something that was tameh became batel, and now the tumah got reawakened. Is there such a thing like that? Yes. Is there such a thing like that? Yosef Rav Dibi become a lahashmaita amalei abaya. The chitumah shebatel achazav v'deyura. Can tumah that's batel become reawakened? Is that even possible? Amalei ba'atel tishpa. What is possible? Don't you hold to the following? It's about nan. Saw truma. They have a saw of truma. Now the sheer the halacha is. Truma becomes batel in 1 in 100. Not 1 in 60, 1 in 100. So you have a sov truma tameya. It's a sov tuma of truma tameya. Shenafla lemeya chulin tahorin. It fell into 100 parts of chulin tahorin. So what's the story now? What should be the story? That sov of truma is now batel. Why? Because it's in a pile of 100. You hear that? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Tirom Vitiraki. What you do is, You have to take one out and let it rot. Why do you have to take one out and let it rot? So it's a concept of gezel hasheva. Really, this one of these, there's 101 here. One of them belongs to Sheva Levi. One of them was Truma. I don't know which one. And not only that, it's Bottle. Even though it's Bottle, even though you don't know which one, you should still take one out. You should still take one out and let it rot. Others have let it burn. The whole Shiloh. If you shave it a Levi, if you shave it, why don't you just give it to a color? Why are you burning it? Why are you rotting it? Why are you letting it rot? Give it to them. Why don't you give it to them? Right? So what do you do? You take one, that's a good question. You take one out, you let it rot. By the way, that this adin of shaved of gezel hashaved is the makar, even though it makes no sense. When you have three hot dogs, two of kosher, one's trade, and we say don't eat all three. Don't eat all three. Don't eat them all together, it's because of this din. The concept is even though it's good, you still take one away, put it aside. Here it's because of shaved gezel hashaved. And over there, it's because of eat all three, certainly eating Isser, but putting that aside. Shani Omer, says Rabbi Eliezer, I say, he saw Shanafla, he saw Sha'alsa. The same one that fell in is the one you're going to pull out. That's not true. He doesn't, it's one of the 101 chance. The same one that fell is going to be the one you're going to pull out. But what he says is, I am Choshech for Gezel HaShevet, right? Therefore, take one out, the rest of it go and join. Chacham Omrim, Te'ol v'Te'achel. You don't have to do that at all. Te'ol means it's bottle. V'Te'achel, go enjoy yourself. You can eat all 101, no problem. However, says the Chachamim, it has to be eaten nikudim. Rashi says nikudim means dry. In other words, no water here. No liquid. Okloyos, or parched. How Rashi is, okloyos means dry. They both mean dry. Oh, or tilos b'mei peiros, or knead it with fruit juice. Fruit juice is not makabel toma. It's not one of the seven liquids. What? So it's still as if it's dry. Even though it's fruit juice now, it's still dry. Oh, or tichalet l'itzos b'bulvad shilo yehei b'makom echad kibeta. Or make very small bread that neither of them are going to be big enough. You can use water, but they're never going to be big enough to become the shear of Tzivikabal Tova. Okay? V'tani Allah, and we said the following. Osan Chulin, right? Osan Chulin, L'Rebbe Eliezer, Ma Tehei Aleihem. What does Rebbe Eliezer say about, the question is, why can't you eat them wet? Right? What? Right. However, it's bottle. Bottle 101. Bottle.
What do you see? The whole shape is going to become real way. Okay?
Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? It's cooling. It's 101 of cooling. What, you can't have cooling wet? Of course you can. So one second. Now, what about Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer said, I take one out. Right? Now that I've taken one out, what's with the other 100? So presumably, nothing's with the other 100. I've taken one out. So, V'tani Allah, Rabbi Eliezer Matahalein. What's about Rabbi Eliezer? What does he say? So the Gemara says, Yochlu Nikudin. You have to eat them dry, O Klayos, or dry, O Yelusha make payroads, O Tichalos, I use the blood, I shall use the Bezimos and Echad. Same exact story. Doesn't make any sense. According to Rabbi Eliezer, why do you have to do any of that? You've taken the bad one out. There's no tyrovis here. I've removed it. He says the one I fell in is the one I took out. It's a regular, nothing changed before the habit. So why am I doing this? Why am I being so machmir? Bamar Ula, Matam, what's the reason for this? The reason is, Gzeira Shema Yavo Kav Chulin Tameyin Mimakom Acher. Maybe I'm going to bring another kav of chulin from somewhere else. The kav ba'od b'minze, and here I have a kav and a little bit more than a kav. The sabar abtalinu beruba. I'm going to say to myself, "Well, what's the bro? What's going on here? I can do what I want. Kivon de ikahai mashahu. However, since there's a little bit of mashahu here, matzamin es min avneir. If the tumah is going to become reawakened, okay? Tumah is going to become reawakened. What do you see from here? That tumah that becomes bottle, right, can become reawakened, right? Right? It was bottle. Therefore, mayim temeim, that was bottle in brine, you should not put in a pot. Right? Why not? Because when you combine the water with the water in the brine and the water in the pot, it's going to reawaken the tumah, and then it's gonna tumatame the whole pot, like Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Okay? Should we do the answer today? Or should we do the answer tomorrow? Two dots in a second. Is it two dots before the eighth space? Okay. Let's look at Rashi. Kivan de Ikka. Kivan de Ikka. You see the Rashi Kivan de Ikka? Kivan de Ikka b'hai ka b'od mashahu. Echad b'nei atoim en atruma. T'meya. T'meya. Achshav of moti. Okay, fine. Forget that Rashi. So Amalei. Amalei. So Abaye answers that. No, wait a minute. What are you talking about? In Tuma Oreres Tuma. Of course, Tuma can reawaken Tuma. Tahira Oreres Tuma? Can Tahira reawaken Tuma? Right? This has nothing to do with the case of the brine. The case of the brine, the water in the pot is Tahar. Here, I have Tuma that fell into Truma, and then I'm going to bring more Tuma. What am I doing when I do that? I'm bringing more Tuma to reawaken the Tuma. I have one fell into 100. Now I bring another one plus mashahu. That's a mobitel. Here, the brine, the water was bottled in the brine. What's the shaila now? I take this and I put it into a pot. I'm going to reawaken the whole thing. What are you talking about? The pot's tar. How can tar reawaken tuma? Tuma can reawaken tuma. Tahora can't reawaken tuma. Therefore, it's not comparable at all. The fish brine had 70% tumah. 70% tahora, 30% tumah. So it became bottle. Then we said, you put it into a pot, don't put it into a pot. Because if you do that, now the 70% brine is going to be the minority. Right? It's going to be the minority. What minority of what? Of a pot that's pure tahar? What are you talking about? How's that reawakening the 30% to be the majority now? It's tar water. In the case of the truma, I took tuma from two places, mixed it together. Yeah, I reawakened the tuma. But the tuma that fell in, it got bottle. Then there'd be more tuma. Now the bottle went away. Why? It's not bottle anymore. That I agree with. Here, what I do, I took tuma that was bottle, put it to tahora. How could I reawaken the tuma? That doesn't make any sense. You hear that? You hear the distinction? Okay. Good? Very good. The gigantic Tosfos asked the following question. We learned in Avodah Zarah. Let's say I have this massive vat of wine. I take Yayin Netzach wine, right? And I start pouring in the Yayin Netzach wine. I pour all day long. So there was a concept we learned in Avodah Zarah called Tifa Tifa Bottle. Every drop that falls in is bottle. Okay? Every drop that falls in is bottle. Even if it becomes the majority. Right? After 100 years of pouring in, you're going to get more Netzach wine than the other wine, than the kosher wine. Yet, what do we say? Tifa Tifa Bottle. So how come by there we say Tifa Tifa Bottle, and over here we have a concept of reawakening Tuma? What's the difference? What do you mean? I have a huge vat, I have 100 million gallons of kosher wine. I take a little bit of Yayin Netzach and I start pouring in. One bottle, another. At some point, I'm going to reawaken the tumah. I'm going to reawaken the itzer. How come by Yayin Netzach we say each drop that falls in becomes bottle? I have a huge amount of kosher wine. Each drop that falls in becomes bottle. At some point, you don't say that. Tosfos cites two examples where the Isser was reawakened. He says, let's say one gear. Let's say a makeup of exactly 40 cells. And I take I take one saw of mayim she'uvim, I pour it into the mikvah, and I remove one saw of water. What's the halacha? It's a kosher mikvah. You can keep on doing this until you get to rov. Once you get to rov, the mikvah becomes possible. Why? You got reawakened. What do you see? You got reawakened. Another case is, let's say you have a piece of truma falls into one truma falls into 100 of chulin. Right? So we said you have to remove one, so it shouldn't be stealing from the shaman. Let's say what happens? One falls into 100. And someone tells you, by the way, one just fell into 100. Go take one out. Right? Okay, I'll do that. Before you have a chance to do that, one or two more fall in. What's the story now? That's too late. Now it's become coming. That's possible. Now why? Because Toma got reawakened. What do you see? Toma gets reawakened all the time. Kasha is really an Avodah Zarah. How come by Yahya Nesek we don't say that? That's the Kasha. So, the first answer made of Tom gives, which is Tosus himself, destroys this answer, is if the action is continuous, then we say it gets reawakened. Right? So, he says the case of the Yahya Nesek wine was, in general. So that's why the Yahya Nesek is okay. You know why? Because you started, you went to the bathroom, boarded, you stop, back and forth, back and forth. So therefore it's bustle. Therefore it's bustle. But if it would be continuous, it would not be bustle. Exactly. That's the concept. Same thing for mikvah. Doesn't make any sense. You don't remove half the mikvah in one shot. You do it one at a time. That doesn't make any sense. Which is what Tosus destroys that answer. Okay? Tosus says a different answer. It's a fundamental answer. You can see where this comes up in the kitchen. He says, of course, the Isser always becomes reawakened. But when it comes to wine, there's another reason why it should not become reawakened. And that reason is because it's no time. The wine of Yahya Nesek tastes like regular wine. There's no time. What do we have? We have two things. We have bittel and no change in time. If there'd be a change in time, of course it would become reawakened. No shayla about that. Exactly, there is no time. Right. That's his yisod. His yisod is you need two factors. Number one, bittel. Of course, the issue can become reawakened at some point. How can it become reawakened? There's no time. So if you don't have any time, it's not going to become reawakened. That answers the whole question. Whenever you have an issue of time, of course, with the case of the truma, it fell in, all reawakened. If there's no time, it can't be reawakened. What? Why is truma any different? The same thing. What? No. Let's say you have a pile and some stuff fell in. In the Kanami. In the Kanami, it would not be different. It would not be different. Maybe it would not be different. But all the cases he gave where we see it gets reawakened was where there was a different time. That's basically what he goes on and on back and forth about that question. I will stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a day.